So I've never really commented on Tim Pool or Tim Fool, depending on, you know, the context of how you're discussing him and what you're addressing about this guy. He's one or the other. But I wanted to speak about him now because this guy had an epic, like, kind of meltdown on his own show where he announced his retirement, quitting, stopping one of the three shows he makes. Apparently, this guy makes three shows a day and claims to work 16 hours a day. Take it from a guy who actually used to work 16 hours a day. And I wasn't throwing in my bathroom breaks as part of that. Or my skateboarding, even though I don't skateboard. But my extracurricular hobby activities, he throws those in as well. I work 16 hours a day. And I include that I'm on the shitter and my 3 hours a day of skateboarding. That's part of my work day, too. So this beanie-wearing fool, who is really just a guy who's going bald prematurely, and he wears the beanie to hide his bald head because he's just that insecure, had a meltdown on his show recently. We got to hear this, man. It's some funny stuff. Let's get into it.
1,135 episodes of this show. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's a lot. But how many years is that? I mean, that's the show every day, right? So that's like 3.5 years?
Been a long time.
3 years?
It's a lot of work. A lot of work from a lot of people. Yeah. And
I don't know about that. It's a podcast, dude. You're just sitting there on opining. I mean, is it really that much work?
A lot of good times, a lot of bad times, but a lot of good fun. And strong possibility that the show is over. Strong possibility. I am joined tonight.
Yeah, the Russian money stopped rolling in that $100,000 an episode. But I'm sure that has nothing to do with it.
By the great comedian Dave Landau.
Hello, how are you?
You want to scoot over?
I don't know about great. Didn't he used to be a regular, do regular appearances on Ladder with Crowder until him and Crowder had a falling out? Yeah, I don't know. The great comedians need to, be paid employees of people like Crowder. They would make their living from comedy, right?
Or let's wait a little bit.
Oh, sure, whatever you want.
Then you look better on camera.
Thank you. Is it good?
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're here at the old studio. The old studio where it all began. Actually, it didn't begin here. It began in Jersey, but, you know, where Raymond's hanging out, too.
Maybe you should have stayed in Jersey. By the way, this guy, Raymond, is one of his former pay pigs. He took one of his super chatters and hired the guy to be staff. Also opining on the show. So he went from having this guy be a pathetic loser seeking validation by donating a ton of money and made him into a paid employee. Brilliant business move there, pal. Yeah. Look at this guy. He's a real winner in me. Looks like he's got fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm sure I want to hear what he has to say. No.
What's up, guys?
And actually, I was planning on not doing a show at all, but Dave's here. He traveled all the way here. I felt kind of bad that, like, all of this begins to happen right when he's showing up, and I kind of was like, oh, man, I don't want to screw Dave over.
You're fine. I'm good at ruining shows, so I'm perfect. I'm a great guest for you.
And Raymond was also here, too, and I figured for what the convert...
Yeah, you pay him. He'd probably be homeless otherwise. He gave you all his money in Super Chats.
Conversation is going to be, because this is not going to be a news show. I figured it'd be good if you hung out, because you started as a fan of the show, yeah, and you Super Chat.
Not going to be a news show. Isn't that what this is, though? Like, his show is a new show, but it's not going to be a new show, even though that's what people are paying for.
Get it every day, and then you came to work here. And there's a handful of people here who are like that.
Yep.
But,
me too.
Yeah.
Well, there's a handful.
And
so the majority are just, you know, layabout bum moochers. I see.
And, but you were sitting here already.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then no disrespect to Hannah Claire, who was here, but I really didn't want to do a show, so I just said...
No, he's not sitting there anyway. You're paying him to be there, so he can kiss your butt, right, and be a yes man for you and a toady.
That it probably would be better if you didn't work on the show tonight, and so apologies to Hannah Claire, because, you know, she does a good job. But...
Yeah, but you fired her, because, you know, you can't afford her anymore, because, you know, all that Russian money dried up, so now, you know, you're implying that she just was a horrible employee or something. Yeah, okay. Was she one of those handful of people that actually did their job? Don't know. Doesn't seem to be what you're saying.
Yeah, I think this might be the end.
Why?
Be the end. Cascade failure. Cascade failure. We are well off. It is not a financial thing. We make a lot of money. But
really, I kind of get the feeling that's not the case, that it's not a financial thing if you feel the need to say otherwise.
Piece by piece, the structure becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. until it becomes impossible to manage.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why would it become bigger than you yourself can manage? And if it's bigger than you as an individual can manage, why wouldn't you hire somebody to manage it for you? Control freak, perhaps?
And that's kind of where we hit today.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a series of, you know, I'd never call out anybody personally or
you
individually.
Should.
No.
All right.
There's also legal ramifications to insulting employees.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But
so I'll just insult them generally as a whole, collectively.
But I would just say that...
How very cowardly of you.
Like, compounding... laziness.
Yeah.
that builds up over time, which adds more and more workload to, you know, me and Allison.
I see. Wait a second. But you don't have a CEO. You're the CEO, but you're also the talent. So you're the producer and the talent and the CEO and running the business. So how exactly are they lazy because you didn't delegate responsibility? And by the way, if these people really are lazy, isn't that your fault because you hired them and you continue to employ them?
To get to the point where we're just like, can't do it. And it's tough because we've for a lot of people, they're hearing this right now, like, holy crap, why is this happening? And I was like, oh, we've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's fascinating because, like, you know, 3 months ago.
Why do I get the feeling, by the way, that this is laziness on his part? If you've got this much staff that are just super lazy, then that means you've tolerated that laziness and you've also fostered it. You've let it grow insidiously, which in and of itself is kind of a tacit approval of it. And also, you yourself, isn't that say a lot about you? Maybe these people are also learning from your example, Mr. Skateboarder dude building a skateboard park and Willy Wonka factory BS and as many distractions and amusement park type BS as you possibly could in creating this completely, totally unprofessional, unbusiness-like atmosphere where you have like this communal compound where anybody that comes work for you also lives with you in that compound. So you're creating more of a personal, living space that doesn't have a business-like feel to it and isn't very professional. So you fostered and engendered this, kind of atmosphere that leads to laziness. So it's your fault. But it's their fault.
Oh, okay. We're going over like, finances, and you know, I'll break it all down for everybody.
What do you mean you're going over finances? You don't have an accountant, so he's the accountant too. Jesus.
We do really well. Our members, you guys,
people who say are doing really well, don't feel the need to say they're doing really well. Okay.
Seriously, do sustain us, and that allows us to have what I would call a safe profit margin every month.
Safe profit margin. So we're not making enough profit. We're just making a little profit. It's a safe profit margin. It's a bare minimum profit margin. If that's true, what are you doing wrong? You're probably spending too much money on stuff that is unproductive and does not, you know, help or contribute to your podcast.
That means we're capable. Like, we're not worried that if we have a bad month, people are going to get fired or anything's going to shut down like that. And that's why I'm always like, we need members so that we can try and make new things and grow and do bookings and make things good and better and all that stuff. And, you know, it just, the problem is, even with all of that, without a proper CEO who isn't hosting the show, it's not possible.
Well, why don't you just hire a CEO then? What's it going to cost you? $250,000 a year? Maybe? You're basically hiring a glorified administrator. It's not like you're running Apple. It's like you're the owner of Apple or Samsung or some big giant conglomerate. You got 30 employees, pal, not 30,000. You're not Walmart, yo. Hire a CEO. Oh, boy, I can't do that. Then I wouldn't be able to micromanage and be the control freak in charge of everything. I can't handle the anxiety and the stress of somebody else actually having their hands in the dough, as it were. Well, then that's your fault, pal. So, yeah, that's on you, Tim. Just get a CEO.
Yeah, you have to have somebody to...
He already knows what the problem is, but he doesn't want to fix it because then he wouldn't feel like he was in complete, total, 100% control like the control freak he is.
The go-to that's not you.
Yeah, and so...
I've learned that on my own show.
And yeah, and you need a hierarchy like any business needs a hierarchy.
And we...
Why is this goofball talk? You need a hierarchy like any business? What are you talking about hierarchies for, pal? You're a mealworm. You're at the very bottom. You're a maggot. Incel boy. Pay pig turned paid staff. Oh, that's brilliant, by the way, Tim. Surround yourself with a bunch of mealy-mouthed yes men. That's a great idea.
We have that. I mean, we don't have that many people for his company. It's like, I think we have like 30 something employees.
Yeah.
And there, and then like 10 contractors.
I love how he thinks that, you know, it just because it's only about 30 employees, 10 contractors. Yeah, but dude, you're stretching yourself too thin. You shouldn't be the one doing the day to day administration. You should be just talent, nothing more. Hire somebody, hire an accountant, hire a CEO, hire a chief financial officer, CFO. I mean, if you really want your business to grow, that's what you have to do. You're wasting your time trying to do administrative tasks as well. Your talent lies in the talent personality category, okay? You need to let other people handle this labor that you yourself are not very good at. If you want to maximize potential, if you want to maximize your company, TimCast IRL, TimCast in general, your company's ability to grow, you need to get people whose talent is in administration, who is in finance, so that you can focus on what you are talented at. But you need to be in control of everything and micromanage everything is the reason you're not growing at the rate you would like to be. Now that the Russian money is dried up, uh-oh, I got to lay off a bunch of staff. I'm going to call them lazy. I'm going to say, oh, it's just laziness. I got rid of all the staff because they were just lazy people, not because I don't have the Russian cashola coming in no more. Oh, no.
But it's largely for the external projects that we are trying to do. The issue now is... We can get rid of the external projects, and that's a lot of people that are part of the crew and everybody loves. And the challenge thing is like when we go through this and we're like, maybe we need to, you know, we want to increase the buffer, we want to increase marketing. How do we sustain this show? How do we build more memberships? Well, the core product is TimCast Morning Show, TimCast IRL, and
these are all questions that would be asked and decided on by somebody who was a professional in marketing, who was a professional CEO, it wouldn't be you, okay?
And the culture war, trying to make something. And so we got to do marketing. We got to do travel. Like, I can't travel. So if I get invited to go on something, I can't do it.
Yeah, because you got too many.
If I'm not doing.
Yeah. You're too busy with administrative tasks. That's why. Oh, and skateboarding.
IRL, I have to be dealing with paperwork on all these other projects. We've been trying to get a coffee shop for two.
What are you doing paperwork for? Dude, you're talent. I don't do paperwork. I just do this podcast. And I'm just a tiny little mealworm compared to you, pal. But what paperwork are you doing? It's a podcast. What paperwork is there to do? That's because this idiot is tying up time that he'd be more productively using as the talent he is with finance and business decisions that should be, you know, done by a CFO, a CEO, a marketing executive.
2 years?
Yeah, longer than that. Over now.
Instead, he hires and employs all these yes men and idiots and contrarian morons like that Ian dude, a 50-year-old goofball who has the worst takes I've ever heard. God. I'm going to waste money. Why don't you put some of that money into a CEO? No. I wouldn't be in charge then. I wouldn't feel like I was in charge.
Yeah, over.
I'm too insecure to give that power away to somebody else. Then I won't feel responsible for that, and I won't get the constant validation that I would get of being in charge of everything, and then I'm responsible for all the success. Yeah, you're also responsible for the failure. No. I'm just going to lay that off on my employees who I've now fired. But I'm not going to name them specifically. I'm just going to generally call them all lazy. Yeah. Even though it's really my fault.
And so... You know, the conversations I've had with family is like, I am under no illusions that I have the capability to make this company what it could be.
Yeah, what's with this coffee shop, by the way? How hard is it to open a coffee shop? In 2 years, I have been able to open a coffee shop. I think this speaks very well to his talent. He's extremely talented as an on-air personality. He's very articulate. He's very good at getting his ideas across in a way that everybody can understand. But dude, you're not an administrator. You're not a businessman. You're not an entrepreneur in any sense of the word. You're talent. That's it. You're trying to be something you're not, and that's part of the problem. Perfect example. I mean, you can't open a coffee shop in 2 years. You're a multimillionaire. You can't open a coffee shop. Literally, buy some coffee machines. You know, name some drinks, some, you know, wacky names. I don't know. I can't come up with any right now. But, I mean, get some drinks, wacky names. Buy some espresso machines, coffee machines. And hire like, you know, half a dozen baristas and a manager to run it that has, you know, maybe worked at a Starbucks before as a general manager. How hard is that?
And I hear all these things. No, Tim, you're wrong. You're wrong. Oh, come on. We've been trying to get a coffee shop open for 2 years. Yeah. Clearly, I cannot do it. My feelings are not hurt when I'm like, well, I can't do it. I skateboard every day. I'm trying to do a nose mail, Nolly Impossible.
Why'd you give up your skateboarding, huh? That would just mean I'd spend more time doing paperwork. This guy's real good with managing his time.
Well, I can't land it. And I'm like, maybe I'll get it one day, but I'm trying as hard as I can. But I am not going to cry and pretend that I can do something I can't do. So, you know.
Dude's a man child. What is he, 40? Isn't he 40 years old or something? He's like 38, 39. He's about to have his first child with his very, very longtime girlfriend. Isn't she kind of up there in years also? I think it's a miracle she had a kid. Isn't she pregnant now? That's like a miracle. She got a dusty womb. She's almost as old as him.
Ultimately, what it comes down to is we had our like, I don't know, 12th studio failure this morning.
The new one.
Yeah, the new studio failed. And
you ought to see this new studio, by the way. It's like the size of a football field, man. It's humongous. What do you need a studio that big for? Well, we can play tag, touch football, you know, between shows. It's like, dude, I think you're focusing your life a little too much around entertainment and distraction, and maybe not enough on, you know, professionalism and business-like behavior. Maybe that could be contributing to, you know, your employees' lack of focus and discipline that you identify as lazy. Maybe they're learning from you, as employees tend to follow the example of their boss. Oh, no, it's not me, it's them. Okay.
And, you know, my attitude with that is kind of just like, yeah, if we can't make cameras and a computer work, and despite all the previous failures we've had, there's not a single person here who can make sure that either the studio is operating or secondary studio is operating.
Secondary studio? He's got a big, giant football-sized studio, and he's got a backup studio as well. He's got this studio also. That's three studios. How many studios do you need, pal?
We've gotten to a point in the company where everyone's kind of just kicked their feet up and said, I'm doing what I need to be doing.
Yeah.
And then...
And have you dissuaded them from that mindset, or have you just inculcated that and, you know, let the status quo remain the status quo? And if so, isn't that your fault and your poor leadership?
That just means I'm Sisyphus pushing the rock up. The problem is people are sitting on the rock.
Oh, yeah. It's everybody else's fault, man. I'm pushing the rock. I'm not getting other people to push the rock. So I'm essentially taking on all this responsibility, choosing to take on this responsibility. I'm micromanaging everything. And all that. But it's them. It's those lazy, layabout employees who I'm not going to name specifically, but I don't want to be sued. You're really just a coward. And you know you're just trying to lay blame off of people who aren't really to be blamed, that it's your fault. But, you know, this way you can blame others without actually blaming others and having to take accountability and responsibility in the form of consequences because you're not naming them specifically, you big wimp.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that's why I was like, I'm not going to do the show tonight.
Man child.
Well, what do you want? Like, what do you want out of this? That's an important thing to ask yourself.
More money.
Tim wants.
Well, you know, I wanted to complain on the internet.
Well, let's do it.
You know, so my here we are.
Look at what you've managed to build.
I know it's
You've got a washed-up comedian, has-been never was, and you've got one of your pay pigs who is just there to lick your balls and yes-man you to death. Gotcha.
Incredible.
So you got to give yourself credit for that, so why get rid of it? I mean, you wanted to complain on the internet, you did it. I mean, you started by going out to protest, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, depends on where you say it all begins. Like, I was making skate videos on YouTube.
Yeah,
and then that turned into, after like five skate videos, filming at Occupy Wall Street, which turned into live streaming, which turned into working for Vice, working for Fusion, and then starting my own company, and then transforming that slowly into a podcast. And then, you know, here we are. So when I say complain on the internet, what I really mean is
blame other people for things that are actually my fault, because I have essentially centralized all power and control and all managerial duties into my own hands, and then everything failed because I am not competent in most of these areas. I'm going to blame people who I have already fired, and they probably have NDAs, so they can't dispute anything I'm saying, and I didn't name them directly, so, you know, they can't really complain and say I was talking about them, and I have plausible deniability. If they do raise a fuss, well, talking about that person. I've never named anybody specifically.
You know, I was talking to some friends of mine earlier who pro skaters, and we were talking about why. I'll put it in my words, not theirs.
By the way, I've seen him skate. He's not very good. He's like a legend in his own mind. I mean, he's better than me, but I'm like a 50, mid-50s dude. I never skated. What do I know? But, I mean, from what I've seen of him and I've seen other professionals, in my lay opinion, he sucks. Like, hey!
Very cool.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
So for 4 years, we've been trying to do a show that is built around, we have this awesome property, we have skate parks, we have Willy Wonka's candy factory or whatever, chocolate factory.
You built an amusement park on your property, yo, and you're surprised that the people you are hiring get distracted and indulge in amusement instead of work and professionalism. This guy, where were the adults in the room? Not him.
Why can't we get people to just do something?
I got Willy Wonka's chocolate factory here. I've got an amusement park here. We've got clowns over here. We've got Barnum and Bailey's over here. We even have a live elephant on the property. We got everything except, you know, a boss that prioritizes work and discipline and professionalism.
Because if you haven't earned it, you're not as thirsty for it.
Perhaps.
What?
And I found that in
more butt-kissing nonsense. Just tell Tim what he wants to hear. Well, yeah, again, you're a washed-up has-been, so you're going to say whatever you need to say to get a Tim Pool paycheck.
My own career. Where
loser. What career?
I've had falling outs, too, with big shows, which sucks.
Yeah, he fell out with Ladder with Crowder. What career have you had, man? You're in the coattails of other people. I never even heard of you until I saw you on Crowder. You're not a good comedian. You're mediocre at best. Tim Burr, you ain't. Tim Burr ain't even that great. And Tim Burr ain't Tim Burr anymore, even. But even Tim Burr in his now fallen state with his black effing, you know, the NIST wife and, you know, the half and half kid and the gynocentric takes on things, you still aren't even good as that version of Tim Burr.
You know, and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not anything that I didn't make obvious. But at the same time, you do have to be hungry for your own thing, because then I hire friends and then those friends don't do anything for you.
Yeah, that's another problem. He hires friends. That's what Tim Pool hires yes men and friends, people who aren't going to challenge him. He actually hires people who are not going to step up to the plate and challenge him, which is what you would have to do. You would literally have to bully this guy, grab the paperwork out of his hands and say, Tim, I'm going to do this stuff. You go relax or go skate. Not that he needs any, you know, pushing to go skate. But that's what you would need. But he doesn't hire people like that. And he won't delegate. But he's somehow surprised that these people aren't doing the things he wants them to do, that he claims they want them to do, when he's constantly undermining them and micromanaging them and won't let them, probably in most cases, do the things that he now claims they weren't doing. Yeah, you wouldn't let them. So they said, the hell with it. We'll just go and play in the Willy Wonka chocolate factory you built. Because apparently that's what you want us to do, because you won't let us do anything else. Except opine and be yes men on your crappy podcast.
Here. And you're like, right. Oh, that's why this person didn't like
you. Like, exactly.
Like, oh, I see. This is the problem. Like,
you know what I think, too, is I've been hearing this a lot from a lot of different people who are working small to large companies. And I'm not going to drag their personal you know, business into the public or anything. But
no, and I've regretted doing that in the past.
I'm hearing a lot about how there's like a talent and management crisis right now. And the example that I've given, because I have no connection to it whatsoever, is Charlestown Races, where they used to have this awesome restaurant that overlooks the...
By the way, he's also a degenerate gambler, if you didn't know that. Might be part of the reason he's having money problems that he says he's not having. But you had to fire all your staff when that rush of money dried up. Ooh.
The horse track and the horses. Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you get to watch the horses run and order food and hang out. And
nobody goes to watch horses. They go to bet on horses. So he's a degenerate horse betting gambler. You almost guarantee it. You think roulette is risky. Try betting on horses.
Have the restaurant anymore. Only in special occasions, rarely, you know. I don't know how often they do it, but almost never. And they told me, I asked them why the restaurant shut down. It's because after COVID hit, everybody who worked there retired or quit. Nobody will do the job. They can't find anybody.
Right.
So.
BS. COVID hit. People stopped going to restaurants. Durr. They were locked in their houses.
You know, some other big companies have said the same thing. It seems like the top brass are grinding their fingers to the bone because they have a vision that they want to do. There's something that drives them to do something, which brings me to, you know, my friends, these skaters. And I said, why do you guys post videos every day? You have no boss. And they're like, I don't know. I want to do it. I'm like, right. You want to do it.
Same as me. Yeah.
And so you do.
Yeah. But they're not successful people. Like this brilliant mouth breathing moron here. He hired to be a, you know, corporate shill. Yes, man. Yeah. Lowest on the totem pole there. This is among the brilliant business ideas that Tim has. Let's hire pay pigs to be commentators on my show. You're a real brilliant businessman, Tim.
And then I think the problem we're facing as a country is most people do not. They will because they have to, and they hate that they do.
Weak times? Weak men? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah, you don't know. I love it. Also, it's not because you hired the wrong people or that you set the wrong example or created a very unprofessional play-like atmosphere that was more focused around entertainment, partying, having fun, and less of a business-like professional atmosphere. But that's not on you. That's on them. Even though you are the boss, you are the head honcho. Buck stops with you, but apparently not. Apparently when you fail and you're the boss, you can blame your underlings. Even though you hired them and you made all the decisions and you created the atmosphere that led to the failure, but you're not the reason it failed. Oh, I see, Timmy boy.
Saying like,
I'm pretty weak. I still do.
I mean, sure. Fairness. Sure. I drive 2 hours a day to work. So I'm, you know, we're all ready to go.
He drives, work is this show. He drives 2 hours to go to Tim's compound in West Virginia. And by the way, whose genius idea was it to set up a compound commune in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia, yo? We got wild turkeys running around in your backyard. Who thought that was a good idea? What talent are you going to get there? Who the hell wants to move to West Virginia? And if they got to move there, how much talent do they actually have? They can't possibly be in very much demand. Who the hell wants to live in Podunk, West Virginia, where the hell he is?
Yeah, I fly from Detroit to my job. Yeah, I get it.
But it's like, again, like not calling anybody. I don't want to insult anyone directly, but it's just...
Yeah, that would take real courage and balls that you don't have.
Seeing someone stand around do nothing, and then to the chat.
So you see them standing around doing nothing. You say something, you make them do something. No, they're my friends. I don't want to upset them. I'm just going to wait until the Russian money dries up. And then I'm going to act like I'm pissed about it and fire them all. And then say it was everybody else's fault.
Challenge is, in order to make this show operate, I have to work what is effectively 16 hours a day. So it's fair to say, weekday sunset in 4 years. You know, like just through the window or something, or now that we're in the
So he still gets his weekends off. So he doesn't actually work 16 hours a day. Monday to Friday, I work 16 hours a day. You know, when I'm not skateboarding and eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and taking a whiz and, you know, surfing my internet on my phone when I'm sitting on the toilet and, you know, banging my girlfriend who's now going to be my wife. And I've now finally managed to knock her up, you know, because we waited so long and now she's like almost 40 and has this dried up, nearly barren womb. No, but I work 16 hours a day.
The new studio, there's no windows at all.
I'm colorblind, so.
But it's more about like the, wow.
Was that supposed to be funny? That guy's a comedian? Come on, I'm funnier than this guy.
What if I finished work at a normal time like everybody else and just, I don't know, hopped in the car and went down to the river and looked at frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you hired a CEO, you could do that. Nah, then I wouldn't feel like I was in charge. Even though I write the paychecks and sign the paychecks. Oh, no, no, my CEO would have a rubber stamper. Uh-oh! I don't suddenly feel like the big man in charge. This guy is so insecure. Just wearing the beanie to cover up his bald head says it all.
It's the things you miss out on, really, because I can experience
but,
that.
But I'm willing to...
Look at this loser wearing a beanie, too. Or is it just so cold in there? Is that what it is? Is Tim too cheap to crank up the heat?
Work my fingers to the bone to make something happen.
Yeah.
But not if we get to the point where it requires more people and we can't get to that point and it just doesn't happen. So then the reassess.
Weren't you at that point?
Investment is. Okay, so the ancillary investment projects clearly are over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just.
Why? Just hire somebody to handle that stuff. I don't understand. Dude, you just fired most of your staff. You've got plenty of excess cashola now. Oh, I see. I see. He wants to make up the difference. Now that he lost all that Russia money coming in that he supposedly knew nothing about. Oh, no, what the use of Russia? now he needs some extra cash. Yeah, you lost some cashola there, huh, pal? Maybe if you weren't such a degenerate gambler, you wouldn't have needed to fire all your staff. But anyway.
Unfortunate. But the issue then for these other shows... And these other projects is they only exist off of the work that I do. If I show up in the morning and I do...
Oh, the work you do. See, it's all about him. And he wants it to remain all about him. Well, that's why you can't grow beyond a certain point, pal. You reach the threshold, the cap of what you can do based on the way you're doing things now. That's why you take some of that time, that excess labor... that you need done, and you employ somebody else to do it, so that you can focus on things that you were the most productive at. That's how you grow. No. I can't give up control. Not for anything.
My morning show, I get to give a portion of the work that I do to them, so that they can try and make something work.
But you're not giving away enough of it. You're still holding on to the vast, if not complete, total 100% majority of all administrative, business-based, financial, marketing duties. You've got the jobs of three other people, three jobs that, by the way, you're not very good at. Can you imagine how much you would grow if you hired three people to do those jobs who were actually good at them?
And, you know, I know they're trying as hard as they can, and some more successful than others. But it just becomes too burdensome to the point where unless they get off the ground and are able to maintain and manage themselves and make money, we can't.
But you won't let them because you're a micromanaging control freak. How could they manage themselves and get off the ground? You won't allow them to. You're such an oppressive force. But that's their fault. They should show more initiative and fight back and take the power from me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's nonsense.
Do it anymore.
Right.
So that isn't necessarily the bearing on this show. The bearing on this show is there's a degree of staff required to run a show like this. And
what are you talking about? By the way, 12 studio failures? Dude, I mean, I'm a Luddite compared to a lot of people. But I mean, you know, even at my age, I could probably get your studio working just fine. How do you not get a studio working? What are you talking about? It's just a computer, really, like you said. You slam in a bunch of computers, a server, some graphics cards. It's not rocket science, man. But you can't get that to work. Hire somebody. Why doesn't he hire a technical professional? Didn't you have somebody on staff who was a techie geek to do this stuff? Now, I couldn't find one of my friends who was that adept enough at tech. I've got to hire friends, you see. If I don't hire friends, I'm not going to feel like I'm in charge or in control enough, even though the exact opposite is what actually occurs when you hire friends. This freaking guy, he just wants yes people that are going to pat him on the head and tell him he's right and he's correct all the freaking time. Guy can't face or deal with reality, hence the beanie he wears. He can't even face being a baldy.
It's, yeah, it's a, it's,
you can't lose power and then lose your show.
What was that?
Like, you can't lose
power. And a comedian is hitting on some of the truth, finally. You don't want to lose power, so you're going to lose your show.
Power, then lose your show.
What do you mean lose power?
Isn't that what happened at the other place?
No, the studio, the graphics card fried.
Oh, okay.
Oh, lose power. Oh, did you notice it? Tim Pool did a, you know, nice deflection there. I'm going to avoid the subject you just brought up. How dare you bring up something like that that shines me in a poor light? Let's change the subject. And I'm going to act like you were talking about power, as in, you know, juice for the computers, and not power, like control. Subject changed.
But, I mean, we knew the computer was bad. We had repeatedly said we needed to get fixed, and it just never happens.
Okay.
So I'm like, hold on, man. Like, am I going to work 16 hours every single day to the bone and figuratively say I get no weekday sunsets so that someone else can be like...
That's called reality. Grow up. I get no weekday sunsets? Dude, you're running a multi-million dollar company. What are you talking about? You get no weekday sunsets? Who the hell do you think you are? Weekday sunsets. What an idiot.
I ain't going to fix it.
Grow up.
I have a heart attack very young. It's a good way to do.
No, I'd be bored if I wasn't doing something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, I'm willing to do this, but this requires other people who are willing to do it too.
It's called the CEO, pal. Those other people are in subordinate roles to you. You got to put somebody in charge that has the say-so, the go-ahead, who has the mandate to do these things that you wouldn't let a subordinate do.
And there are a lot of people here who are willing to do a lot more and go above and beyond. I got Raymond sitting right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're a pay pig. Who you seem to like and respect more than the staff that you, you know, hired for their actual talent and now fire.
And that's why I was like, yeah, you should sit in this one.
Yeah, he's still there because he's your lowest paid employee, and he's a yes man. Tells you everything you want to hear and makes you feel good and validates you. Yeah.
And then there are a lot of people that are like, when can I put the knife in Tim's back?
Oh!
Don't you find that's any level of fame, though? And yes. Any level of notoriety at this
can't
point?
Run a company with those people in your company, though.
No, you can't. And, I mean, if you know who they are, what do you do?
Well, stop running the company, then. Be talented and hire a CEO and let him take the daggers to the back. Just so long as he's empowered to do the job, then he can deal with those problems as they arise, and then they don't accumulate to a point where you said they have to destroy the company, damage it in such a way where you have to do mass firings, right? Instead, he creates an atmosphere that is professional and holds everybody to task, and he knows what the hell he's doing, unlike you. You have no clue. You're a horrible businessman.
Oh.
Well, a horrible boss, I should say.
Oh, you fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it sucks.
And we've had people come through and try to burn us to the ground afterwards. And it's just like,
yeah,
that's reality.
And such. Am I not allowed to say that?
Well, that's what NDAs are for.
Is there what?
What'd you?
The
don't,
swatting.
Don't repeat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, no. I was here like when they was being swatted a lot.
Yeah. You were here for one of the swattings, weren't you?
No, it was like the next day. Oh, I just missed it by a hair. But,
good. But, yeah. But and a lot of people don't understand, too. The swattings were not like cops kicking the door down and storming in and us going like, ugh.
Yeah.
It was like our security company got a phone call.
Except the first time.
The first time. Yeah.
The first one seemed pretty
the first
swatty.
And like the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
like
first
Brett
one
was out there on his hands and knees with his arms behind his head. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. The first one was like the cops opened the door and they were looking at me and they were waving at me. I'm like, what? I'm in the middle of a live show, dude. I'm like,
I mean, as you're closing, as you're thinking about that, that was, you know, that was 40K congruent viewers that night.
It was, but that wasn't the night everyone watched an empty room for 3 hours.
Yep. Oh, that was the bomb. That was the bomb.
Right.
Yeah, you go ahead and gassed him up. That was 40K viewers. You did real good, Tim. Woo-hoo.
Chaircast. Okay, yeah, Chaircast.
That was when we had a credible bomb threat that forced an evacuation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an OG.
I'll let you know some secrets, too.
Bomb threats so, like, and swatting. I mean, I can't imagine why you're tired.
Well, but it's not just that. I'm not tired. I want to work, but I want to work effectively.
Sure.
And so...
So hire a CEO. and a CFO and a chief marketing officer. There's about a half dozen administrative positions that he should be filling that he does himself. This is what I'm getting. He's complaining about having to do so much as he doesn't delegate any responsibility and chooses to do all these things instead of delegating. And then he's complaining people aren't stepping up because he expects people to come to him and say, hey, I want to do this for you, Tim. I want to do that. Well, I'm a control freak. I'm not going to let anybody do this stuff. And then he complains that people aren't doing that stuff. Professional victim here.
There are ways to do big shows. Like, I can keep doing my morning show. There's no issue.
Yeah,
I require zero employees to do that. So I kind of feel like I shouldn't get paid less for – like, so I'll give you some stories. We've had instances of people who work here leaking private information to far leftists who are harassing and stalking us.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We've had instances of people stealing equipment, getting caught on camera. And it's just like, these things are normal. I totally get it.
Who's Fiero?
You know why that happens? Because you don't have a hiring manager. You don't have a CEO. You don't have somebody whose job it is to hire and vet and keep track of employees. Okay? And you're not very good at it, Tim. This speaks ill of you, okay? Not them. You're hiring the wrong people in many cases, pal.
What is that?
My brothers.
Okay, sweet.
It's cool.
Yeah. I'm
so. So he's hiring his brothers. He's hiring family. The last thing you should be doing, and they're robbing him. Well, there you go. He's brilliant. Great boss.
Sorry, you're talking about stealing stuff, and I just...
And you're like, I want that Fiero.
I want that Fiero.
Right when I got out, I was like, it's been a while since I've seen
he's
a Fiero.
He does.
I like the red one I saw, though. And I remember... Anyway, I don't want to throw you off, but...
No, but it's like, you know,
it's
this morning...
That's all I'm saying.
So it's we wrap the show Monday through Thursday around 11.
Yeah.
And then I have to go right to bed basically so that I can get enough sleep, and sometimes I don't. So then I wake up around 7:30 so I can eat breakfast, get ready, come in, and then try and figure out
the eating breakfast, the getting up, the drinking his coffee, you know, all that's included in his 16-hour work schedule in his mind.
How to get the show done. As of recent, because we want to do Culture War, that means if I'm going to balance family and these shows and have the show be effective without dwindling into obscurity, I can't do four shows a week. You can't do it right now.
Hire a CEO. Give up some of the power and control, Timmy megalomaniacal boy.
Everybody's got content every single day of the week, so that means I need to do at least 5 days and then record extra content for the weekends so that I can have a persistent presence on the platform. Otherwise, YouTube punishes you. But it's also just about, like, are you a company that doesn't work 3 days out of the week? I mean, then people are going to go other places. If a coffee shop's closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then...
Yeah, coffee shop, you can't open.
Yeah, people are going to go watch elsewhere.
However, I can't do all of these things at the same time. I can't...
Yeah. He knows what the problem is. He just doesn't... He wants to be a one-man band. He suffers from one-man band syndrome. He doesn't want to share the spotlight with anybody else. He doesn't want anybody else to be able to claim credit for or be credited with the success of his company. It's all about him. And that's why, Tim, you're ultimately going to reach a plateau, which you've now reached, that you can't grow beyond.
Wake up at 7, go in, computer's fried, studio doesn't work, no backups were created. I have no means of producing the show that makes money to run the business. And I'm like, okay.
Computer's fried. You don't have more than one computer. You don't have backup computers. You don't have backup graphics cards. I mean, dude, come on, man. You're worth millions of dollars. But you – see, this is the problem. This guy, he thinks he's smart. He's not smart. He's smart in some ways but not in others. Just because you're good at producing content and you're intelligent when it comes to giving content and thoughtfully articulating your beliefs in politics and social commentary doesn't mean you have the logistical capabilities to keep this show running. Anybody with half a brain would have backup parts for things like video cards and such, which would routinely burn out with a show like yours that puts so much of a strain on that kind of hardware. Anybody with half a brain would have thought ahead and predicted these kind of things and have a plan for them. But you don't have any real logistical capabilities, okay? You've got real problems, real shortcomings, but you're not willing to look at those and then hire somebody else who is better at that than you because they might show you up. Oh, can't have that. I have to be in the spotlight. Nobody else.
I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to make sure that I run and maintain and build the system. The first guest IRL studio that
we built
by myself. All of it.
Now, yeah, that's when you were a little nobody, pal. And you're not very good at this stuff anyway. Anyway, if you can do it, it doesn't mean there aren't probably people out there who could do it much better. You obviously can't do it on the scale you're at now. You can't.
Now we're at the point where we've got multiple people. We've built this big studio. I don't know what is what. When I built the studio, I knew every output. I knew every input. Now I have no idea. So when the computer breaks, I'm like, I don't know why. Why? Yeah.
Because you're not a professional tech guy. Hire a professional tech guy, dude.
Can't I reboot the computer? I don't know. And so that means I can't turn it on. Where's the backup system? It was never set up. Okay, well, I can't do morning, night, and family stuff at the same time. Impossible.
So he's the problem. He tries to do too much, does too much, has his friends also do it. None of them are really all that technologically savvy. And then when stuff doesn't work, because you've got too many cooks in the kitchen, well, nobody knows what the actual recipes are. Yeah.
So at this point, it's a cascade of failures and, you know, straws on a camel's back where I'm...
That you are 100% responsible for. All those failures. You see, pal, you don't get to take all the power, all the hand, control the reins, and then blame other people when the wagon crashes. It's all on you.
I'm like, okay, I don't think this can... This is it. And so
it's not your failure, though.
Yes, it... Oh, I love it! What a yes, man! Pathetic, wimp, loser! What a horrible comedian. Comedians are supposed to be number one identifiers of truth. That's why this guy's a loser. And he needs to be on shows as a backup funny guy, laugh tracker, yes man dude. Because he's not funny. He's not a comedian. And he's not going to identify the truth. Yes, it is your fault. I'm all desperate for a paycheck right now. And I want to, you know, engender myself to Timmy Boy. So I'm going to kiss his butt.
It is my failure.
Yes,
what, absolutely. The hiring practice? How do you see it?
The person at the top.
Always. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
a bunch of yes, man. And now he's telling Tim what he thinks Tim wants to hear. And yes, it is. Tim, if it's your fault, then why are you blaming everybody else and calling them lazy this and not stepping up that?
It lies on you. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. That's what they say.
That means it's his fault, you idiot. You moron.
See. Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't rely on people. If I say the computer's broken and I need backup studio, I should personally go and build a backup studio.
No. No, no, you're wrong. You're misidentifying the shortcomings here, pal. It's not that you didn't take on enough responsibility. You've taken on too much. That's the problem. You won't let anybody breathe. You're too oppressive a force. You won't give other people any power or control or responsibility. That's why so many things are failing. This is why commie pinko countries fail, yo. Too much centralized control and authority, you idiot. Moron.
The problem is, I can't do everything.
Right. Yeah, that's on you. Then hire people to do the stuff you can't do. No. I'm just going to continue to try and do things my way. That doesn't work. Isn't that the definition of insanity, you pinhead?
It's a lot.
Yeah. But so there is something I can do. If I set up my own studio for my morning.
You can hire people.
Show. And I can make sure it works. And I can have, you know, youtube.com/TimCastNews. There will never be a failure ever again.
Yeah. Oh,
the show will run every single day.
So his brilliant solution is to make himself the sole talent. No other commentators, or very few, mostly just yes men like Pay Boy there that he's paying $25,000 a year and giving three hots and a cot. And this failed comedian. And that's going to be his whole show. And of course him. And I'm just going to shrink the operation. Even though I claimed that I want it to grow. But somehow, now it's going to be even more successful, even though I'm a one-man band. Oh, that makes a lot of sense, Timmy.
I will work a full day of work instead of a double day of work, 5 days a week. And I'll make a lot of money doing it without doing a single ad read, all through programmatic YouTube ads.
You're deluded. You're deluded if you think shrinking your operation and shrinking the input and shrinking the commentators, shrinking the people who are opining, getting rid of other talent until it's just you that's the only real talent there. You're deluding yourself if you think that's going to make your show more profitable.
So
maybe in the short term, but not the long term.
If we've come to the point where I have to build the machines and run.
No, you don't have to. You're choosing to.
The show and be the CEO, then
Yeah, you already tried to do that, and it doesn't work. You're not a CEO. You're not a good boss. You're a terrible boss. You're just a talented talking head. Stick to what you're good at. Stop trying to do what you're not good at, because you can't handle somebody else in the picture, in your environment, in your sphere of influence, in your world, who is as good or better at the job than you, and because you think that'll reflect poorly on you. You can't handle it. Somebody might come in and do the job better than you, and then things start to skyrocket and take off, and then all of a sudden everybody sees, including you, oh, we were held back by my own shortcomings. Ooh, that means I have shortcomings. Uh-oh, I can't do it all myself, and the reason we haven't grown and we've been having these problems is me and my total complete inability to give up control. Yeah, I think some self-reflection and self-awareness in turn is required, Timmy boy.
One of these things is I can't juggle them all.
Sure.
And so right. It seems like the most reasonable thing to do right now is literally just go back to doing the morning show.
No. You know,
Timcast IRL.
No.
Single hosted, zero employees. And then I can produce content. And that'll be it.
That's literally taking 10 steps backwards. That's the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Yeah, but nobody else can have the spotlight except for Tim, right? I'm just going to fire everybody, and then I'll get back to where I was when I was getting that $100,000 an episode Russia money that I had no idea was actually coming from Russia. Yeah. Okay, Tim.
And then I have to worry about running Timcast IRL.
Oh, you twice today, I think you mentioned managerial issues.
Yeah, and so one of the reasons I've been talking
is that
about
right at you.
No, I'm not okay. A manager.
I don't know.
I wish
on.
I was.
I was just
we wouldn't have this problem.
I'm just trying to ask.
What is he exactly? I don't know what he's there for. He adds nothing, and if anything, he detracts from his mumbling, bumbling, you know, nonsensical BS. Who cares what you have to say, pay pig boy? Just go back to donating.
I'm not convinced. I mean, I've been talking about the managerial crisis in this country for like a year, and without getting into personal issues on the show.
Yeah.
I've been talking about it, so that must make it true. And it's a lack of talented individuals. Again, if that was true, what are you doing in, tumbleweed West Virginia, yo?
So for a lot of people, like, how's this all happening at once? It's like, exactly. It's like, no, we've been having, like, managerial struggles for a long time.
Yeah, because you have a good relationship with these guys, though. So it's like, how do you...
What guys? This you and PayPig.
Yeah.
He fired everybody else.
Most people here, right?
Yeah. Well, of course.
But it's like, look at it this way. If everyone's 90% doing well, mm-hmm. that extra 10% from each employee that they're missing, I have to do.
And no. No, that's why you hire a CEO, because then he doesn't have all his attention split between doing accounting, doing marketing, finding guests, and now I'm trying to also do CEO duties. And no, the CEO would be able to focus just on running the company, so that extra little 10% that you say accumulates that you have to do wouldn't exist, because the CEO would be making sure people are maximizing their time and their productivity during that time, or they're out the door.
Point, it's not possible.
Well, and the extra 10% is what each person has to do to actually get it to thrive. That's the difference
right.
between 90 and 100.
Well, I mean,
continue being a yes man, ass kisser, buddy.
Challenge is, right now, the big challenge is that anybody capable of doing it will do it on their own. And that's...
See, I was right. See, I was right. I'm just gonna, micromanage everybody, and, if something doesn't get done, I'll just do it myself, and then that conditions the employees not to do it, because they know I'll do it, and I don't demand that they do it, I just do it, and so I'm actually enabling them, and I'm creating the very problem that I say is their fault. This guy's a moron. I think that beanie is compressing your head and stopping blood from getting to your brain, pal.
Social media has created that potentiality, and that's fine. But if I go to someone who is talented and capable and I say, hey, we need a person who can film skateboarding, for instance, they're going to say, I'll just make my own YouTube channel and go film it myself. I don't need to work for you. And I'm like, fair point. You're right. So then we find someone and we're like, what about you? You seem to be able. And they're like, sure. And then three.
Not a lot of people want to move to West Virginia, man, in the sticks where you're at. And you're probably going to require them to live in your compound. I don't know, pal. Wouldn't work for me.
Months goes by and we don't do anything.
Well, what's more...
See, this is the problem. You create a frat house, you create a commune, you create this commie-pinko collectivist, compound that you live in, where everybody's living there, actually living there. This degenerate gambler, just degenerate as it were, didn't he used to sleep with one of the broads that was a talking head, another so-called talent on his show that, his once partner who set the show up with him and then got out of there because he saw where things were going. And they parted ways. Once walked in on Tim, who was supposedly with this Allison broad then as well, but Tim was also, with some other broad as well. And you set up this degenerate compound, harem-like atmosphere where anything goes. People are partying, toking it up, and skateboarding and going to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, which he built on the property for some reason. I don't know what the hell that's about. And this freaking guy is like, I don't know why I can't get people to work. And then when they do try to do something, I either undermine them and micromanage and do it myself, or if it doesn't get done, I do it myself, which also teaches them not to do it. And I don't really get on them for not doing it. I just do it. And then I complain that they're not doing it.
Your passion, like what's your enjoyment now? Do you doing it?
Yeah. And so that's why it's frustrating when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, holy crap, Trump and the fryer.
Yeah.
Look at, I was like, and then there's so much I wanted to talk about.
I think that's it. I think I've covered enough of this. I think I've seen what the issue is. And the issue is Tim. Tim Fool here wants to be a one-man band. He wants to be a one-man show. He wants to be the center of the spotlight to the exclusion of anybody else. Okay. That's great. But you cannot have that and then at the same time complain, bitch, and moan that other people are not stepping up. Stepping up to what? You won't let anybody else have the spotlight. It's all got to be you. All the ideas got to come from you. All the most important tasks have to get done by you. You won't let anybody do the accounting. You won't let anybody handle the paperwork. You won't let anybody handle the bookings but you. Oh, you won't let anybody handle starting a coffee shop? What? What are you doing that? Your skills don't lie there. I'm literally trying to do all the tasks of a CEO, but I'm not a CEO. It's like, dude. Oh, but he's so successful, really? He must have some CEO capability. No, he's just a very good content producer who really does very low effort tasks. We're talking about a podcast here. But once it's reached a point where you do have to have administrative CEO entrepreneurial capabilities to go to that next level, he doesn't have it. But instead of accepting that, taking that on and saying, okay, we've reached a cap here where we actually need somebody who has CEO capabilities, who has that level of conscientiousness, that level of logistical and organizational capability, who could put protocols in place, whose sole job is to oversee the running of the company and do all the things that I really don't do very well. Now we've reached that point if we want to grow more, but instead, I'm just going to double down and reject responsibility and lay it all on my, what I'm now calling layabout employees. But I'm also going to do my usual Moktaus thing and say, oh, I'm taking some responsibility. It's all on me. Yeah, yeah. Because I allowed this to happen. Yeah. You actually created the very atmosphere that you're not complaining about. This guy, he's not going to grow anymore. He has reached a cap. He's capped. No more girl. Oh, Tim Cass is going to die. His need, his want, his desire, his pathological need for control is going to be his downfall. I just fired everybody else that would be considered talent and would have an opinion and would comment. And it's just going to be me now. I'm just going to be the only real talking head and the only other people are going to be the pay pig. This washed up has been, never was comedian and me. And whatever guest will now appear on my has-been podcast. But anyhow, let me know what you think. Is Tim really taking responsibility, or is he just paying lip service to that, but in reality, laying all the blame off on the people who are actually blameless because they were enabled and hamstrung from the get-go. But now they're convenient scapegoats for what is really actually his fault. Let me know what you think in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up, a like. Leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm. And, yeah. I guess on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.